The secret hides within. Catherine's final words echoed through the hush of his tomb. The secret hides within. Strangely, Langdon realized he had heard these exact words many times before. The secret hides within. Even now, it seemed, the ancient mysteries were taunting him. The secret hides within was the core tenet of the mysteries, urging mankind to seek God not in the heavens above, but rather within himself. The secret hides within. It was the message of all the great mystical teachers. The kingdom of God is within you, said Jesus Christ. Know thyself, said Pythagoras. Know ye not that ye are gods? Said Hermes Trismegistus. The list went on and on. All the mystical teachings of the ages had attempted to convey this one idea. The secret hides within. Even so, mankind continued looking to the heavens for the face of God. This realization, for Langdon, now became an ultimate irony. Right now, with his eyes facing the heavens like all the blind men who preceded him, Robert Langdon suddenly saw the light. It hit him like a bolt from above. The secret hides within the order, 8 Franklin Square. In a flash, he understood. The message on the capstone was suddenly crystal clear. Its meaning had been staring him in the face all night. The text on the capstone, like the Masonic pyramid itself, was a symbolon, a code in pieces, a message written in parts. The capstone's meaning was camouflaged in so simple a manner that Langdon could scarcely believe he and Catherine had not spotted it. More astonishing still, Langdon now realized that the message on the capstone did indeed reveal exactly how to decipher the grid of symbols on the base of the pyramid. It was so very simple. Exactly as Peter Solomon had promised, the golden capstone was a potent talisman with the power to bring order from chaos. Langdon began pounding on the lid and shouting, I know! I know! Above him, the stone pyramid lifted off and hovered away. In its place, the tattooed face reappeared, its chilling visage staring down through the small window. I solved it! Langdon shouted. Let me out! When the tattooed man spoke, Langdon's submerged ears heard nothing. His eyes, however, saw the lips speak two words. Tell me. I will, Langdon screamed, the water almost to his eyes. Let me out! I'll explain everything! It's so simple. The man's lips moved again. Tell me now, or die. With the water rising through the final inch of airspace, Langdon tipped his head back to keep his mouth above the waterline. As he did so, warm liquid poured into his eyes, blurring his vision. Arching his back, he pressed his mouth against the plexiglass window. Then, with his last few seconds of air, Robert Langdon shared the secret of how to decipher the Masonic pyramid. As he finished speaking, the liquid rose around his lips. Instinctively, Langdon drew a final breath and clamped his mouth shut. A moment later, the fluid covered him entirely, reaching the top of his tomb and spreading out across the plexiglass. He did it, Malach realized. Langdon figured out how to solve the pyramid. The answer was so simple, so obvious. Beneath the window, the submerged face of Robert Langdon stared up at him with desperate and beseeching eyes. Malach shook his head at him and slowly mouthed the words, Thank you, Professor. Enjoy the afterlife. Chapter 103. As a serious swimmer, Robert Langdon had often wondered what it would feel like to drown. He now knew he was going to learn firsthand. Although he could hold his breath longer than most people, he could already feel his body reacting to the absence of air. Carbon dioxide was accumulating in his blood, bringing with it the instinctual urge to inhale. Do not breathe. The reflex to inhale was increasing in intensity with each passing moment. Langdon knew very soon he would reach what was called the breath hold breakpoint, that critical moment at which a person could no longer voluntarily hold his breath. Open the lid. Langdon's instinct was to pound and struggle, but he knew better than to waste valuable oxygen. All he could do was stare up through the blur of water above him and hope. The world outside was now only a hazy patch of light above the plexiglass window. His core muscles had begun burning, and he knew hypoxia was setting in. Suddenly, a beautiful and ghostly face appeared, gazing down at him. It was Catherine, her soft features looking almost ethereal through the veil of liquid. Their eyes met through the plexiglass window, and for an instant, Langdon thought he was saved. Catherine! Then he heard her muted cries of horror, and realized she was being held there by their captor. The tattooed monster was forcing her to bear witness to what was about to happen. Catherine, I'm sorry. In this strange, dark place, trapped underwater, Langdon strained to comprehend that these would be his final moments of life. Soon he would cease to exist. Everything he was, or had ever been, or would ever be, was ending. When his brain died, all of the memories held in his gray matter, along with all of the knowledge he had acquired, would simply evaporate in a flood of chemical reactions. In this moment, Robert Langdon realized his true insignificance in the universe. It was as lonely and humbling a feeling as he had ever experienced. Almost thankfully, he could feel the breath-hold breakpoint arriving. The moment was upon him. Langdon's lungs forced out their spent contents, collapsing in eager preparation to inhale. Still, he held out an instant longer. His final second. Then, like a man no longer able to hold his hand to a burning stove, he gave himself over to fate. Reflex overruled reason, his lips parted, his lungs expanded, and the liquid came pouring in. The pain that filled his chest was greater than Langdon had ever imagined. The liquid burned as it poured into his lungs. Instantly, the pain shot upward into his skull, and he felt like his head was being crushed in a vice. There was great thundering in his ears, and through it all, Catherine Solomon was screaming. There was a blinding flash of light, and then blackness. Robert Langdon was gone. Chapter 104. It's over. Catherine Solomon had stopped screaming. The drowning she had just witnessed had left her catatonic, virtually paralyzed with shock and despair. Beneath the plexiglass window, Langdon's dead eyes stared past her into empty space. His frozen expression was one of pain and regret. The last tiny air bubble